Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Sky Podcast Listener Experience Edition. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Thursday, Holocult. You know what that means. The work week's almost over. And you're here to hang out with us, to listen to your stories, and have us talk about them a little bit.
It's kind of like a double whammy because nobody likes work. Work sucks.
Facts.
So the fact that it's almost over and you get to hear a story that makes the submitter famous, that's a twofold right there.
It is a twofer. You get to hear genuine stories from the Holocult, which is pretty cool.
You put it that way. That's cool.
Pretty cool. But before we get to that, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and you'll find us there. Come be part of the community. Join the cult. It's a good time. Everybody has fun. You know what it is. It's cool. If you have had, if you've had a paranormal experience you'd like for us to discuss on a future episode of this very show, Kyle's got some information that you're going to want to lock down.
I do. It's in the show notes, as always. Or hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. Probably the most self-explanatory email ever created. It doesn't get very complicated or convoluted. So you're gonna write that in to your little bar, write your story out, shoot it to us. We're gonna get it, put it into the patent filing system. Steve will pick it at random, probably years down the road, but you will get your 15 minutes of fame, I assure you. And then you'll be famous.
I'm trying my best.
Which, just don't do bad things with your fame.
Yeah.
Like other paranormal people that we know. Just do better. Do better.
If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways you can do it. You can join the Patreon for mere $7 a month. Almost $7 an hour. For mere $7 a month, you can get tons of goodies. You can get extra episodes, over 50 over there now. You can get ad-free shows. I know a lot of people bitch about the ads, especially over on YouTube. A lot of people crying on YouTube lately.
Dude, I don't even put that many in there.
But for $7, you don't have any ads at all. That's how a show works. It stays afloat from ads, or you can like pay to not have ads. There's not a bend, but well, I mean, you can not listen. That works too, but you know, it's just kind of how these shows with any longevity stay afloat.
Yeah.
That's how that goes down. But anyway, yeah, Patreon. You can also go to hollowskypodcast.com. Check out the store over there. We got all kinds of goodies, shirts, hats, stickers, all kinds of stuff. Again, running through that back stock. Once we get that pretty well done and out, we're going to add some new designs and stuff to the back stock over there. So that's exciting. Also, just share the show word of mouth. Wherever it is you listen to spooky stuff, just kind of throw a name out there. Throw it out on social media. Throw it out on Reddit. Do the stuff. If you got other scary shows you like to listen to, spooky shows, paranormal shows, throw a name in the hat. Maybe we'll get together and get something cracking. Just get it going.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That about covers it, right?
Yeah. Why not? I don't know anything else.
That'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, on that note, we're going to jump in to this 2 weeks, listener experience. This was submitted in a way we don't normally talk about it being submitted. If you go to the actual website.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about that.
I do, too, until I just thought about it. There is a submission form where you can actually submit your paranormal experiences, and it will pop it over to the email. So it's like an extra step for the email. But if you're over on the website anyway, you might as well do it.
Yeah.
So today's listener experience comes to us from our friend Will. Will says, just found your podcast last week, and I'm already a huge fan. Currently working on season 1, going forward from there. Binge listening all day at work and hope to get caught up soon. I got a story for you from a dream experience I cannot shake for the life of me. Here we go. Fell asleep one night in the TV room with my 1-year-old lab with me. Normal dream, don't really remember what it was like until it shifted into nightmare mode. Some creature, very tall, very thin, black suit-like outfit that was very dirty, and frayed at the edges, frayed top hat with a red band. Clearly remember the red. Pale white skin, long skeletal fingers, and pointed teeth. Dark red eyes that glowed. This creature was smiling at me and slowly stalking toward me. At this point, I wake up, cold sweat and heart racing. My lab is almost on top of me, licking my face. I give her a hug, roll over, and fall back asleep after several minutes. Normal dream. I think I don't really remember. I do remember what happens next, though. Not sure I can explain this next part, but it was like a 10-foot-long lightning bolt appears out of nowhere, about 30 yards in front of me, then tears open a pitch-black void portal. Out steps the same creature from my previous nightmare. It smiles at me and says, "There you are. I've been looking for you." It starts to slowly advance toward me again, and I cannot move. Out of nowhere, my lab is suddenly next to me in this new nightmare. Anyone that owns a dog will understand this next part. You get to know your dog's barks. When she's happy, upset, angry, territorial, they all have different pitches and cadences. I've never heard my girl bark like this before. It was a straight-up challenge bark that I didn't know she had in her. I looked down at her, stock still, no fear, like she was daring this thing to come any closer to me. I look back and this entity had slowed to a crawl. I look down at my girl and she starts moving forward slowly and pushing me towards it at the same time. As we start approaching this, creature stopped. My lab starts to glow a soft golden color in this dream. It barks twice, loud enough that I wince at the second one. This demon thing winced as well and vanished, and I was able to wake up. When I do, my lab is straddled across me, standing up and facing the doorway, just staring. I told my wife about this the next morning, and she said, "I wondered what happened last night. I was in the living room with our other dog, a German Shepherd, and we heard a strange noise from the TV room. He bolted to the hallway door and starts growling all of a sudden and then just stops and lays down. It's pretty weird, huh? I have no words on what the hell the experience was, but my puppy will not leave my side when I'm home, and has to have some sort of physical contact with me when I go to bed every night for the past 2 weeks. I'm very confused by these events, but the baby girl had appointed herself as my protector from a freaking dream." Sorry this is so long, but I thought you might dig it. Email if you have any questions, and I'll answer what I can. Love the shows, fellas. Keep it up, or keep it weird, but stay safe. Well, Will, excuse me. Will, first off, thank you so much for submitting your encounter here today. It's weird. It's weird. I feel like at first it felt like maybe some sort of like sleep paralysis, because you got the Hat Man, you know, that's kind of attributed to sleep paralysis and stuff, which it kind of started out like that very encounter. But you kind of also had your dog that kind of snapped you out of it, which is cool. But then it's almost like a dream within a dream, right? Because you remember waking up, and then you vaguely remember falling back asleep, and then all of a sudden, essentially, the veil slips, and whatever this creature was steps back through, almost like it was stalking you, like astrally stalking you. That's a scary thought.
I kind of feel like it may have been, and it may be what you're trying to convey here, but I kind of feel like it was almost backwards from what you said. Almost like the first section of it was actual dream, and then the second part was more of a sleep paralysis situation. Because, but then again, it's also weird too, because it does kind of seem like, to a degree, that your dog is your, like, almost like a spirit guide protector, because it had that glow to it and everything. But the other fucked up part of that, like the way my brain is processing it right now, is that it almost couldn't have been, now given times may have elapsed differently than the way my brain's processing it, but I feel like it happened fast enough to where your dog didn't go to sleep. And for some reason, my brain is saying that your dog would have needed to also be asleep to enter your astral dream arena, you know, if that makes sense. But it wasn't. And on top of that, the German Shepherd outside of your entire situation also reacted to something in that vicinity that may have suggested it felt the situation as well. However, your dog, she had already kind of handled that problem, which may have relaxed the German Shepherd. Or maybe yeah, took care of it completely. So the German Shepherd was like, all right, you got this. It's gone. We're good.
That is a good point. The fact that, like, especially the first part of the dream, or the first encounter with the being, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was happening in what he thought was a dream state.
Yeah, yeah.
But the dog was reacting in the physical state, where it was licking his face, essentially, like in my mind, trying to wake him up out of there, trying to pull him out of whatever was going on in that particular moment, which almost leads a weird credence to, hey, Holocult, have you ever gotten back from a paranormal investigation and woken up with some funky symptoms like a swollen, itchy eye, tight pain in your neck, or weird cold symptoms that just won't go away, and then you immediately Googled it or searched TikTok to see what's wrong? We've all gone down that rabbit hole, but it's time to get the help and care you need with ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors who take your insurance, are located nearby, are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. Luckily, I haven't had to book an actual doctor's appointment. I've stayed pretty healthy, but I have used the app to book a mock appointment, and it is great. It's so easy. It's a one-stop shop for any of your booking needs. You can search up doctors close by, doctors in your insurance network, ones that have short wait times. It really is nice. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Hollow1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/HOLO1.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style. And a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Maybe she was tuned into that realm while not being in that realm.
Yeah.
But like on the flip side of that, it could just have been like he was showing signs of distress in his sleep and she was trying to wake him up. It could have been something as simple as that. But
absolutely.
The fact that the second part, she is projected as a protector, makes me think that it wasn't just her reacting to him having a nightmare, you know?
Oh, I agree.
Like, she was there. She knew he was in a scenario he needed to be out of.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, that's a good point, too, because, like you said, in the beginning, she's trying to wake him from his distress, being comforting, and in the second round, she's going on attack.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to fight. And that's the one, I wish humans were more like this. That's the one cool thing about dogs is that they will go to war with anything over the ones they love.
Yep.
Like they, like the odds will be infinitely stacked against them. They don't care. They're going to go in there and give it all they got.
Oh yeah. You have like videos of dogs fighting grizzly bears and shit to protect their humans.
It's so awesome. It's terrifying, you know, cause your love for that animal, but it's so awesome to know that, that's your ride and die. Like they will go to war with everything. And your dog's going to war with astral beings without hesitation. And that's gangster.
It is pretty sick. And the fact like her bark morphed into something that he didn't have, like he knew it was business time because she was there to get it.
I think it's awesome too that like she started it like emanate this glow to her.
Yeah.
Like it was like it's something more than just a dog, which is crazy because it kind of takes me back to that time when we had the listener submission of the dog that was more than a dog. You remember that?
I do.
It's kind of like in that realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or then there's the whole concept of like spirit animals and destiny and all types of stuff that may wrap up into this situation.
And like, I keep overlooking the fact that she was glowing, almost like she had some sort of divine protection.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and it could link to like a destiny situation. Like this was meant to be.
Yes, like the animal chooses you.
Yeah. Like it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities there that I actually really fucking enjoy.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
maybe the German Shepherd is your wife's protector.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, obviously in the other room when the dog could have easily been in there, like, napping with you two. But she, like, the German Shepherd was hung out with your wife.
Yep.
You had your dog in there. And then once shit started going sideways, like, the German Shepherd knew, I'm going to go in here, check stuff out. Because if it's a threat, to your human, it's going to be a threat to my human.
Right, exactly. Right?
And that's pretty sick.
I love it. I mean, I don't love the story for you because it sounds absolutely terrifying, especially the part where it opens up the portal and says, I've been looking for you or whatever the fuck it was.
I say, no, the fuck you didn't.
Yeah.
No, the fuck you weren't.
You get fucked, dude. Get out of here.
You weren't looking for me.
It's
you're not going to like what you terrifying. Found.
And it's weird because the description of the thing is like Hat Man meets Slender Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's really,
it's like a conglomeration of like terrifying things.
Yeah. And at first I was like really leaning on it being more of a dream because of the description of the entity. Cause it sounded like a conglomeration of different things. Like maybe your mind created this horrific soup of known or perceived entities. And then it just transpired from there. However, for whatever reason, it does seem like it kind of crossed over into reality, almost, which makes it all the more terrifying.
Yeah. like these things can take on whatever form they want, which, I mean, we kind of know that they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As far
for sure.
As like screen memories and things like that. I know it's a reality that these things can just astral travel wherever they want, but just the like picturing it in my head of this thing using some sort of force that actually opens up the veil, like whatever that lightning bolt tore into reality.
Oh yeah. I forgot about the lightning bolt too.
Think of the amount of like power it would take to fracture reality and just let yourself move through it.
Yeah, you'd think it would be significant. I don't feel like it would be easy to do.
Oh, because everybody be doing it.
Yeah.
Which is like, it almost reminds me of like what the Large Hadron was said to do. Like the particle accelerator, you know, fracturing timelines
and
shit.
This asshole's got one in his hat.
It's crazy.
It's probably the red ring around his hat since it stood out so much.
It's almost like it was almost like because obviously these things can move in and out all willy nilly as they want to. Like there's been stories about that kind of shit for years, them just manifesting and not manifesting. It was almost like a power show, you know?
Yeah.
Like look what I can do. Boom. Like you thought you got out of it when you thought it was a dream. You thought you could just wake up and get out of it.
Yeah, and that's like coming back to the dog too. The fact that this entity had as much power as it does, but it cowered to the dog.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder
what kind of power your pooch has there.
Right. That's what, yeah.
Or whatever's embodied into your dog.
Yeah.
Like that just might be whatever this divine protector is. Just that dog just might be its form this go around.
Which is awesome.
You know,
like to me, that's fucking cool to think that. You could like real talk, no joke, have a spirit protector or a spirit, like a spirit animal that's fucking real.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Cause you hear all the time, people talk about being drawn to their pets, you know, like being pulled. I don't know what it is. I saw this dog like at the shelter and I just had to have it. Could be the mangiest, scroungiest little dog there, but just something about it. Pulled people to it, pulled us, not even people, a specific person to it, and they just had to have it. It didn't matter the cost. It didn't matter what kind of loops they had to jump through. Like, that was meant to be their dog, or any animal for that matter. I'm just using dog in reference here, but it almost does point to, like, some sort of fated encounter, like that was meant to line up. Because, like, what would happen to him if the dog wouldn't have been there?
It's a good question.
It would be it could easily be a very different story.
Easy. And we don't even know like where it would have ended either, because I've never heard the description of this particular entity before. Like I said, it shares resemblances with a few different things, but it's not for sure, you know.
Yeah, it's like a conglomeration of like modern lore.
Yes. Yeah, it's gross. It's disgusting. I don't like it. I don't like it for you. But I also kind of do like it for you. The fact that your dog
just put it down.
Yeah. Like I'm in on that. I love that for you.
Yeah. You want to give her a pet for me and give her a little extra treat.
Give her an extra milk bone
in there,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah. She earned it. She might have saved your ass that night.
Yeah.
Which is way cool. Like I said, to me, it's a thought I'd never really like really, really, really considered. But now I am. And I'm kind of like excited about that.
It is.
Like, it's really fucking cool.
It is awesome. I guess I haven't really came across a lot of like spiritual animal protectors, right? We've gotten a couple.
Yeah.
But it's not like a commonality.
I'd like mine to be a wolf, please.
I'd like mine to be a velociraptor.
Well, those aren't real. I was feeling like an eagle for you for some reason. I feel like an eagle would be kind of cool together.
I do feel like an eagle all the time. Mine's probably
that's the best.
Mine's probably a slug.
That sucks.
There's demons just invading my entire house, and he's just trying to get there. Still just scurrying along like 46 miles away.
The demon just pours salt on your guy.
Yeah, like, see ya.
Toasted.
Oh, that was a good. That was a good one.
That is, yeah. Like the process behind that one went in cool places.
Love it. And I just happened to, I just pulled that out of the email.
Yeah. And so with that being said, if there's anybody out there with cool, dope ass spirit animal stories, hit us up. I would be really interested into hearing more of this.
Yes. Yes.
Like I want this so bad to be a thing. I hope it's not just some crazy one-off.
It can't be, because we've heard like, it's not the first time.
It's not.
I feel like somebody out there probably knows more about this than, well, obviously knows more about this than we do. But
fuck yeah, that's easy.
Just, yeah, hit us up.
Yeah, do that. For sure.
But yeah, on that note, thanks again, Will, for submitting this. And I got a couple questions. Did your wife hear your dog? I know it's both your dogs, but I'm referring to the golden as your dog. Did your wife hear the dog like kind of going off in the other room?
Real
like,
quick,
barking and stuff.
Also, she didn't say that. That's a fucked up point that we overlooked. She didn't say she heard the barking. She said she heard a weird noise.
Yeah.
What if the weird noise was the lightning bolt cracking through the fucking reality?
Yeah. The fabric of reality tearing in half probably sounds weird.
I would imagine so.
So I'm curious.
Maybe it sounds like the zipper that everybody talks about.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I'm just interested. That's one of my main questions.
That's a good question. What noises she heard? That's a good question.
Had to be something audibly physical, because not only did she hear it, the dog also reacted to it, the German Shepherd. So, yeah, hit us back with that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But on that note, thanks for hanging out with us this Wednesday. You guys only got one more, well, two days of work left. Most normal people do. But yeah, that was dope. Thanks for sending me. Hope the rest of everybody's week goes well. I hope anybody that was impacted by the storms, this will be last week at this point. Here in the St. Louis area, I know Kentucky got demolished at some places. You know, anybody that was affected by that, our hearts go out to you. And so check us out all our socials. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and you know, next time you're hanging out with your pooch, your animal, your pet, maybe throw them an extra milk bone, because you never know what they're doing on the astral realm to protect your ass.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.